We're up to the Kuf Chaf Amud Beis on the bottom of the page. So we ask the question, how do you know? Shammai, who does not believe in the Gezeirah Shava of Zezeh, according to Beis Shammai, is because we use Exeter Shabbat to tell you that it can unravel the whole thing. But Shammai holds that there's no such thing as unraveling. He holds Toys Behegdish. So what does he, how does he know the concept of three had yaitis is good enough for Hataras Adari? Maybe you need a bezna, proper bezna, three mumchin. We just read this. Moshe said, the Moedim Bnei Yisrael. And then afterwards, okay, he said, Moedim Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Yisi HaGlilayimeh, we'll soon see what is very cryptic. Rabbi Yisi HaGlilayimeh says, Moya de Hashem Nemer, it says the Yom Tovim Hashem, it says, Abba Shabbos Bereshis Lo Nemer. It doesn't mention in that Pasuk, Shabbos Bereshis. And Ben Azi says, Moya de Hashem Nemru, it says the Moedim of the Eibishte, but HaFaris Adorim Lo Nemer. It doesn't mention HaFaris Adorim. What in the world are you talking about? Rabbi Yisi Bar Nosin Gomel Allah Masnita, Rabbi Yisi has learned this Bereshis, but Lo Yodol Afrushi, couldn't make heads or tails of it. What's going on here? Ozl Basre de Rav Sheshes Nadoi. He heard Rav Sheshes Nadoi. He went after Rav Sheshes Nadoi to talk to him, but Ashke couldn't find him. Ozl Basre de Mechuzi went after him. To Mechuzi, Ashke did find him. Omele, he said, Mai, what does it mean, Moi Hade Hashem Nemru, and Shabbos Bereshis Loi Nemru? Omele, he said, very pashut. This is what the Bryce is saying. Eile Moi Hade Hashem, Rosh Tikru Oysa Memoida, Moi Hade Hashem, Tzichin Kiddush Bezn. Moya de Hashem required Kiddush Bezin. Now, the Bezin does not determine which day Yom Tov is. They determine which day Rosh Chodesh is. But the consequence is that you'll know which day Yom Tov is. However, Shabbos Bereishis ain't a tzichah Kiddush Bezin. Shabbos Bereishis does not need Kiddush Bezin.
It's just automatic.
Yeah, why is it called Shabbos Bereishis? Because Shabbos is it follows the way Hashem created the world. He created the world and Sheshit made Bereishis. And the seventh day is Shabbos. So it's always called Shabbos Bereishis. Because Shabbos on its own could be Yom Tov, because the Yom Tov is also called Shabbos Shabbos. In fact, we say davening every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, Mitzvah Shilam Shabbos.
So why don't we make Shabbos Bereishis to be the first Shabbos of Tishrei? Chofei El Nivra Olam. So the first Shabbos of Tishrei should be Shabbos Bereishis, no?
True, but the reason the Shabbos Bereishis is only because that's we reparsed the Bereishis.
No, but you were saying it's no, it's because of the Seder.
Yeah, but it's a different meaning. It's a different meaning, you're right. That's what Rashi Ram said, but it's a different meaning.
But they only determined
the
Rosh Chodesh. So why
was it mentioned? But there's a direct consequence of Rosh Chodesh is Yom Tov.
You have to know exactly. It's the start of the month.
When they return Rosh Chodesh, that's when Bereishis.
Exactly, so it's like, so therefore we, it's our, because our input. The Eibishter does not know when Pesach will be until we decide what Pesach will be. It's our decision.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is, why is it written here that the Bezdin does not determine Shabbos Bereishis?
Any Shabbos. Yeah, but Rosh Chodesh is Yom Tov. Shabbos has nothing to do with Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. That's what Shani says here. The Chilul in Shabbos and Yom Tov is up to us. Shabbos is up to the Eibishter. That's what the pasuk means. If I, you know, Eile Moed, we call it.
The Eile Moed, only these
Moed call
it.
Now, why would you think otherwise? Sal, because I never thought, Ho, you look, see, we got be moedas, because after it says, Eile moed, Hashem, Shikos, and moedam, it says, Sheishes, Yom Tov, Shabbos, and Shabbos, and Kechas. We're talking right away about Shabbos. And maybe Shabbos is included, that maybe we have to make every week, we have to decide on Sunday that's going to be Shabbos this week. Maybe. That's what we thought. To buy Kiddush, Bezin, Kimoida, that maybe you have to also, every Sunday, Bezin has to get up and make an announcement that this week, in 7 days, will be Shabbos. Could Mashallah? No. Okay, and what is the second part of Bereishis? My Moed Hashem Nemru Hafar Zadar Nemru. What do you mean Moed Hashem is said and Hafar Zadar is not said? What do you mean by that? Moed Hashem Tzicha Mumchin. When you establish the Rosh Chodesh, you need three Mumchin a Bezn. But Hafar Zadar Yimein Tzicha Mumchin. Hafar Zadar, you can have three Adyaitis as well. That's what we learn from them.
Yeah,
now absolutely. But I'm talking about Shabbos. Now we're just talking about. We asked the question: how do you know, according to Beis Shammai, that three hadyotis is enough? So this Braisa says, when it says Eile Moyadim, only this you need three people, but not by a din of Afaras Nedarim.
We know that there's a certain set number of Gzeiras Shavos, and if some, well, Moshe, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this as Zed.
Let's have another one.
So yeah, he has something else. So why don't we ask?
We don't have to go. So many machlekes about Gzeiras Shavos. He can hold any one of those. So we don't know which one he holds. We didn't work out.
We don't have a Shaila. What does he hold instead of this?
No, he definitely holds something, but we don't know. So we're going to guess. I mean, how are we going to guess? So we don't know. But unfortunately, the Gemara is a couple hundred years later.
Yeah, but the what do you call it? In the yeshivas, they could ask.
They would have, but we don't record any of the conversation between Tanaim, only in the Mishnah.
Based on the terminology you said yesterday, the difference between Hafaris and Doron.
Yeah, a husband does not need to be Mumchin. Hafaris, you're right. I said yesterday an ironic thing. Even though when we compare the two, it should be Hatoris, yet we always call Hafaris, yeah. Why? I don't know. Good question. What are you telling me that you can use a diatis in the first possible? Dabar Hashem, who did Abish speak to? He spoke to a Roshe Amata. Sounds like it has to be Dafka, the leaders. That depends. If you're in the single guy, you have to be a mumche. But if you're three, you can be a diatis. Now, since we're talking about how Tzlavchad was able to, you know, only one generation, they're not allowed to marry each other after they could. So therefore, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject, which we already had in the end of Masechta Tainus, and we'll continue over here. Nan has to be learned. Omar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Loi Hayu Yamin Tovin Liyisrael. There was another Yom Tov Yidden Kechamisha Osa Ba'ov of Yom Kippurim. Shebahen in both Yom Tovim. I mean, you have to just picture this. An Yom Kippur, middle saying over there. Nila, the girls are dancing out there looking for shuluchim. I mean, you can understand Tu Ba'av, but Yom Kippur. It's hard to imagine. The whole fate of Klal Yisrael, exactly, is on the line. It says, Uvi Yom HaKippurim. It says, Sheh Behen. Behen is both days. Yom Kippur and Tu Ba'av.
No.
There was no Yom Tov like Yom Kippur. And then it says, Sheh Behen in plural. In those 2 days, this is the ritual. They used to go ahead and borrow clothes.
It's interesting.
Okay. And remember that Rabbi Sichah is explaining the difference between Yerushalmi and the Bavli, which order they went. According to Yerushalmi, they went up, and then according to the Bavli, they went down. Anyway, they used to borrow clothes. Nobody wore their own clothes, so everybody should feel comfortable. Even the poor who have to borrow won't feel uncomfortable that they're not wearing their own clothing. Even the princess. Borrow clothing. Nobody should be embarrassed. And they say, go dance and talk, you know, lift your eyes and look for shidduch, money, whatever it is. You know, good people. The Gemara asks a question, Pufaket, that we are. We're sitting here in astonished. How is it on Yom Kippur they're running around shidduch? The Gemara says, Pufaket. Yom Kippur, we know. Yom Slicho Mechile, Yom Shnizma Luchreinus. Machlek is a shame. How do we learn the piece of Gemara? Is it giving two reasons or is it all one and the same? But the way that Rashbam learns here in Rashi, the Luchayr sound like one and the same, and that is, Yom Kippur is day Slicha Mechila, because that's what happened after Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnias, and Hashem said, Vayyem Hashem, so lachti kidvarecha, so therefore on this day, the Abishah forgave us. Why? How do we know? Because that's the day we received the second Luchas. Fascinating Rashi in Tainus, not here, but the Rashbam and everyone else learns, and Rashi Chumash learns, Moshe Rabbeinu went up 3 times. So the first time he went up, you know, he got the Luchas, came down, broke the Luchas. He went up again another day to do tshuva. And if you told him to go down, he went down. And next time, brought up the stones. He was there another 40 days, and came down. And that's how the Rashbam learns it. But the Rashbam adds the word Nisratza Hamokim Besimcha LiYisro. Where did he get this word Simcha? How do you know the Abish was happy? Well, you see, Hayim Yod Moishah Luchav Yod. And he said, because the Abish was happy, therefore we're happy on Yom Kippur. Where does he get the word Simcha from? I don't know. But the Rashi says an interesting thing, which is hard to understand. The Rashi says in Tainus that Moshe Rabbeinu on Yud Zayin Tammuz, you know, he broke the Luchas and he went up again in the morning, he went up Yuches, and he was there for 80 days. And then he came down in Kippur with the Luchas. If he was there for 80 days, where did he get the stones from? Obviously, according to Rashi there, before he knew the Eibishter would accept the Tshuva, he already took the stones. He was so confident that the Eibishter would do Tshuva, which is an interesting thing, that he already had such betochen. That if he knew that if you do tshuva, they will forgive.
It's like the chassidim who come singing into slichas.
That's right. Exactly. That's where it comes from. That must be from that Rashi. Because they all ask Rashi, what's going on here?
What was the third
going out
for?
Because Rashi was not
third.
To bring up the stones, to write the second luchas. The first one the Abishti gave him.
The second
was the tshuva. The Rashi says, the Rashi says here. Anyway. I'm curious whether Rashbam gets this thing over here, b'simcha. Anyway, then Igmar continues, Ela Chamishas above Maya. Okay, we understand, you keep it. What have Chamishas above? Om Rabbi Mishmuel. Rabbi Mishmuel says, the main reason is, Yoim Shehutru Shvatim Lovei Zeh Bezeh. This is the day that since the Shvatim are allowed to marry each other, so therefore it's a day about marriage, and that's why Pastor Shluchim, Chamishas above, Tuvav is Shluchim. my Dorish, how did they know that they were allowed to allow the Shvatim? The Torah clearly says in Tarnished. I remember learning before that maybe it's two Lavin and one Asay, that's how strict it is. Zehadover, we learned yesterday, Zehadover, Dover Zeleh, couldn't be talking to B'nai Tzlavchel because they had permission, Katoy Benayim, they can marry anybody they want. So Zehadover means only this generation. So according to some of the Shayim, this is the main reason, everything else are just add ons. Others say they're all arguing.
It was the original plan.
By saying Zer, and we just learned before Zer Shav, yeah, so that was the original plan. Yeah. That's it. And the reason is because when they went to Israel, to establish Israel, you have to have an order. Once everybody's settled, then we don't mind if things move around. Yeah, but you have to have an order. Why what?
No, I was just saying, so we don't mind the Etzimin Havarach Nachla.
That's right. Just when they come to Israel, yeah.
Up with Shimon's land.
Exactly. Oh, it would be very confusing. Here, all the families are together. Remember Chazara, he goes back. I mean, this way, it's very easy to keep tabs.
So when it goes back to the original Shevet of the if they came to Israel.
Yeah, but it depends. Not everything goes back. Only goes back if he's self. Not if he's Yash. Remember, this is Yashim.
Havarach Nachla is Yerusha.
Yes, there's no going back.
So that's a legitimate transfer.
Yes, it's a Le'il Avod. Only go back is his name Mikna. Rabba Baba Chanam Rabbi Yechanan. You know what happened? Then Yom Shehuta Shev Ben Yamin. They called the same idea of getting back, but it's only Shev Ben Yamin. You see, if it says the Ish Yisrael, remember after the story of Pelegi Begiva, they made a rule nobody should. None of the people it says that the Ish Yisrael Nishba Mitzvah all swore late in place mitzvah. Lema to say Ish Mimenu Lo Yiten that no Bitter Ben Yamin. Nobody should give the daughter. You want to be involved with the tribe?
But the Ish as a woman. How many was left?
600. We had before 600 were left. And they ended up marrying Gears, and ended up marrying, you know, from Gilad, 400 from Yavish Gilad, ended up marrying up 200 from somewhere else. My daughters, what they dash, and then a generation later, they allowed people to marry Binyamin. So again, it's all to do with Shuruchim. My daughters, Mimenu, how do we know that? We made a shavua that we will not marry, but our children can marry. Rav Dimi by Yosef, Om Rav Nachman, Yom Shekolu by Meisim Midbar, the day that the Meisim Midbar stopped dying. Now here's a big machlekes Hashem, actually not so mafudish, but if you medayik in the words, you will see, as I'll tell you in a minute. Dama Ma, we learned, Ad Shalekolu Meisim Midbar, Kozma, the Meisim Midbar didn't pass, they didn't stop, they were still around 38 years, Loi Hoya Diburi Moshe, the Eberste did not speak to Moshe, Shenema, it says, at the end of the years in Dvarim, it says, when it was all over, it says, when all the people in Mekolim and Shulchama, we all died, Mekedavam, and the next part says, when did they speak? Eli Hoya Dibur, when did they speak to me? Only starting after they all died. Now, what exactly is the Simcha? So, the way Rashbam learns here in the Rashi and Tain, look at the last Rashbam on the page. So, what's the Simcha? That they stopped dying? Rashbam says, Ulekachos, Omamar. They didn't make the simcha because they stopped dying. Why wasn't it because they stopped dying? You know why they stopped dying? Because there's nobody left to die. Every Jew between 20 and 60 died. So if there's nobody left to die, what's the Yom Tov?
But I thought, how about those who got into the cave on the 39th?
So according to Rashbam, they were no longer from the 20th, 60, but they still didn't know they'd stop now, they'd stop later. So they maybe just the 20th year, they had a suffix that some of Hashem learned. Because it says 20. Maybe 20 means 20th year. Because the Rambam learns Ben Shmoyin Asl Chubba means 17 years old. Shmoyin Asl means 17th year. So therefore, they had a suffix. Maybe 20 means not 20 years old, but 20th year, 19 years old. So they all went in the cave and they came out. So they found out that they stopped dying. But there's no yom, nothing changed. It's the only reason because they had it wrong. So what's the yom to say the Rashbam?
So I've always wondered by like Weimer, it makes such a yom to the Kivas Tom didn't stop dying. I actually 24,000 people died. My master didn't there for a yom.
You know what the yom is? If you look in clinical medical, it says there, what's the yom? Nothing to do with Hashem Rechai. What's the yom? Because that's when Tamir Rabbi Chakiba stopped dying. So the question is, like Yimi just said, the only reason why they stopped dying is there was zero left. And the Gemara Yavama says that Samach Aleph, that Rabbi Chakiba had to go on a donkey and travel in the south to find new Tamidim. So he had nobody left, including the one we learned a few days ago, Rabbi Yechon Shikumba. So what's Pshat? Over there, the Pshat is very simple. L'chayda. I didn't see this today anyway, but L'chayda Pshat is the Yom Tov is that all the Tamidim died and Rabbi Chakiba himself did not. Because he was the Rebbe. We had in Pirkei Avos that, and we'll have a Makis that when the Talmid goes to Goyla, the Rebbe goes with him to Golus. If all of his Talmidim passed away because of lack of Avos Yisrael, and Rabbi Akiva was the one who was pushing Avos Yisrael more than anybody else, and all your Talmidim, you have to take responsibility. And the Ness was, and the Yom Tov is that it stopped with his Talmidim to go any further. L'chayda.
I like this Indian better. This is the Rashbam. The Shechina came back to Moshe. Right?
Tosis argues the Rashbam. Tosis says the Yom Tov was that the Abishah changed his mind the last year, and the people who was supposed to die the last year He didn't die. And that's the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov was that 15,000 Yidden were saved. And then, according to Tosfos, then this is what it says, and the Abishah came back. That's the second reason for a Yom Tov. It's not one and the same. Okay, big machlekes. However, what's most interesting is the Rashi, the Rashbam over here, which is not so clear, but it's clear from the Pshat. So the Abishah, okay, first of all, top of the page. When did the Abishah speak to Moshe? 38 years the Abishah speak to Moshe, how can that be? Says the Rashbam here, top of the page. The Abishah did not, of course he spoke to him, but for 38 years he did not speak to him. He didn't speak to him. But if he had to talk to him, Moshe the Mice of Kedach. The story of Kedach happened right after the Mice of Meraglim. Which other Mepharshim find incredible. So for 38 years, the Abishah spoke to Moshe through Urim Tumim, or through a Malach, worse than other Nevi'im. Suddenly Moshe was like, come Novi, Yisrael, Moshe. Suddenly he was worse than anybody else. Moshe can't be. Pel Peh. Yeah.
Was the other
Nevi'im.
Moshe was there.
Oh, that's one Pshat Rashbam. Everyone else likes the second Pshat Rashbam, which is, of course, Abishah spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the 38 years, if something came up, Abishah spoke to him. But Stam in the world did I know. Before the story of Meraglim, and afterwards, Abishah should have conversations with him.
What's his mockery of such a Kiddush?
Which one, the first or second? The
first Pshat. That he spoke through a Malach.
So Rashi has another Pshat altogether. He doesn't like either Pshat. What do you mean the Abishah didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? He needed a. It just doesn't sound right. So Rashi has another Pshat. The Abishah spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now look over here, look what Rashi brings on the side. This we had in Tainus. Of course he spoke to him, but not, it's missing the love. Now look what Rashi says here. A line is Yachad Adibur. You hear what he's saying here? A Pshat that's Puvaket, all the other Rashi's in Taylor. You know how we know that the Abishah started talking to 38 after 38 years of Moshe Rabbeinu with love? Because it says the word Vayidaber. We always learn Vayidaber is Lashon Kosher, Vayim is Lashon Raka. Here, it's Puvaket. Vayidaber is a term of endearment. So therefore, the Abishah loved Moshe. And we said Vayim is no endearment. I said, Rashi Bavagav, the Mikami Hokhsiva Kroibo Vayidaber, Ikidami Lohoye Pelpe, Ella Bechizon Laila, Gimbum. He says, Rashi says, there were some people who want to learn Pshat, that the Abishah did not speak to him, Ella Bechizon Laila, he had a vision, but that's wrong. But what's the Rashi saying? Chiba. But what's the biggest problem with Rashi is that suddenly Vayidaber is Chiba.
Rashi says, Befeilish, that the Dabra
will. Yeah, by Yisrael. Exactly. Sagid is Sagid versus Emma. But Emma is always Lashon Raka. Okay. Even though it says here the word they lied, Rashi also says the word they lied, but the fact is it's a Vayidaber. So how can you say Lashon Chiba? So it's a Pelde Rashi, and the Mepharshim go to town with it. Okay. And look over here in the Rashbam, it says even clear. A lie, hoya diba. The right after the word a lie, the matzil mitzvah vayomer Hashem elai. You hear what the Rashbam says? Even stronger. The word is not a lie. The word is vayidaber, which is you know, versus vayomer. Anyway, needs a hefer, a pirish. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ulam Ula says, Yom Shebitl by Hashem ben Allah pardesois. That Hosheya ben Allah, who was a Rasha, but he did one good thing. It says that he wasn't as bad as the other kings, that he removed the pardesois, which over here means the soldiers, the guards. Yeravam put in all these guards to make sure that nobody goes to Eilereg. I mean, can you just think about this? This man, Beis HaMikdash, Yeravam went ahead and didn't allow anyone to go visit Beis HaMikdash. I mean, it's like the Arabs. They didn't let anybody go to the old city. He put the Eagle Hazaz over there and didn't let anybody go. He had sentinels standing in and border controls. Nobody chas v'shon to go to the Yeshiva, Yirav Mal Drochish, Lo Yali Sol Regal. And he came along and he moved that away. But you know what happened? Nobody went. He says, Tanach, nobody went to the Beis HaMikdash. They were all brought up without a Beis HaMikdash, and wherever they went. That even when he gave permission, nobody wanted to go.
Because they became very
accustomed, yeah. Rav Masna, my Yom Shnit, no Hurugi Betel Kvod. That was the Betel Kvod allowed to be buried. But Rav Masna, I say Yom Shnit, no Hurugi Betel Kvod. Tikkun b'Yavne. That's when they posed in Yavne. Hatoiv Ameitiv. They added the fourth bracha to benching. Hatoiv, two things. Hatoiv, whenever you benefit, someone else benefits, you say Hatoiv Ameitiv. Hatoiv Shlo Yisrichav Ameitiv Tikkun Kvod. Over here, Hatoiv Ameitiv both to do with them. But over here, two good things happened. First of all, they didn't decompose in the years that they were lying exposed, and they were allowed to be buried. All these are all good things. That's a simcha. So obviously this can't be the main reason too that the girls go dancing. The main reason is because Hutu Shvat and Zelda. And once you have that, you add the compound the simcha. They stop tuba, they stop cutting down wood because the sun starts waning, and as the sun gets weaker and weaker, then suddenly the trees are no longer dry, and then worms can start crawling, and we don't want any trees with worms to be used on the base of Migdash. On the Mizbeach. The sun became weaker. Stop cutting wood. The day they broke the sickles. From here in, the nights are getting longer, so you can learn more Torah. Then, Yosef, those who take advantage and learn more Torah, Yosef will grow in everything, in every respect. Yosef, those who do not increase the learning Torah, then Yosef, their lives shall come to an end. It's not very nice to say that. Gathering means like Yosef Lamov means life comes to an end. My Yosef, Yosef, Tigbre Ime. You hear this? Not stand that your life comes to an end, but your mother, so you're punishing the parents as well that they should bury you. It's a curse. It's not very nice. Talk about me learned. Shiva Kaflus Kalam Kula. You know the famous saying, the world is separation of seven? Is it seven?
6 degrees.
Six degrees of separation? That's the Gosh thing. Here it's 7 degrees. From us all the way to the Eberstein, to Adam Edition. 7 degrees of separation. And it goes like this. It's actually 6 degrees. That's seven people. It goes like this. Mr. Shelach Ro Adam. Mr. Shelach saw Adam. We don't care how long it's been for one day. It's and then the Rambam says it was 98 years. Shame Ro Moshe Selach. Shame so Moshe Selach. What about L'chayda Chanoich became Malach Matatran. Chanoich so Adam and Malach Matatran still around. He gathers out Tfilis. That's all the separation of two. So it must be, says the Rambam, this Gemara does not hold that Malach Matatran and Chanoich were the same person. He just died b'chatzi yamav. Yaakov ro shame. Yaakov saw shame. Now this is interesting that Yaakov saw shame because when he went to the yeshiva, shame ve'eva passed away. It was their children, but Yaakov saw shame, and he says that he learned for 20 years. There must have been another time, an earlier time. It says here in the Rashbam that Yaakov studied 20 years by shame. Now how can he study? Where did he study 20 years by shame? According to in Rashi and Chumash, it was 14 years. What was it?
How old was Yaakov at this
time? He 70, years to his life, yeah. 74 when he went when he got to he left home.
When he ran away from the
yeah. When his father says Chevre, Shabocher, 74 years old. Time to
Chabashida.
Yeah. Where is it?
Second line. Yeah.
So, where, okay. Oh, Shemesh Yaakov Hashem Chof. Or maybe something. I just see there's a hey. 1 second. What does the hay say? Nun Shana. 50 years. Okay, not sure when it is. Must be, I don't know when that is. Don't know. Okay, back to Gemara. Amram Roz Yaakov. Amram saw Yaakov, and the Rambam says maybe even for one day, it doesn't matter. And Achia Shalini Roz Amram. Look how old Achia Shalini is. Achia Shalini saw Amram, and Elio Roz Shalini. Elio saw Achia Shalini. And so did the Bashantif. So we, as you know, the Bashantif's teacher was Achia Shalini for 10 years. Ba'adayin Kayim, and the Eliyahu Navi is still alive. Ba'achia Shalini, for the mother, before we go back to look at the taste over here, Shiva Kavlus Kol Olam, Hai Tana Sava, this Tana must hold Eliyahu Loi Avi Pinchas. Why? Because he Avi Pinchas, what are you Achia Shalini for? Pinchas saw Moshe Rabbeinu, and Pinchas Eliyahu, finished, there's only 7 people. Be'batzim Shiva Havi Matzil Ashkuchim. You could even less. The Yoi Ro Yaakov, Yoi So Yaakov, Ro Pinchas. The Sova Name Hai Tana, the Sedebas Osha Ein Chayloim. Also, this Tana must hold the Sedebas Osha forever. Otherwise, again, you can cut everybody out because it's Sedebas Osha.
What's the Ein Chayloim?
Oh, because we had in Mark Subas that the Sedebas Osha, 7 people went to get Eden, you know, alive. Okay. And one of them was Sedebas Osha because she used Mahana Yaakov. Must be that this Tana doesn't hold of that. Otherwise, we have a much closer connection to other magicians. The only thing is, even if it's true, Sarah should live forever, but what Shaykh is after us? She's in Gan Eden. Eliyahu Navi comes down here. We see him every Pesach and by Bris. So what does Tesis mean over here? Don't know. Anyhow, back to the Gemara. Where are we? Nobody's left alive from the Yetzim Mitzrayim. King Kol Ben Yifuneh Shemenun. Aram Nuna. Right now, the Gemara thinks that Achia Shalem is a Levi, and Shevet Levi was not under that spell. Lenigzeg Zeda Ashitu Shalevi. This whole Zeda that all the people will die in the Midbar did not apply to Levi. So not only the Egel didn't apply to Levi, the Meraglim also didn't apply to Levi. The Chassidut says, "Ba Midbar Hazeh Yiplu Pigreichem VeKol Pikudeichem." All those were counted. Lechom Misparchem MiBen Esim Shana VeMaila. Those above 20. Mi Shepikud. Only those who count from the age of 20 and over. From the age of 30. It means 30 years old, because that's when they could work in the Beis HaMikdash. It means 30 days old, because that's when they were counted. You're telling me that what? So right now the Gemara says that the Levi did not get punished by Meraglim. Says the Gemara, Meshah Shvatim La'ayil. So you think Levi would be the biggest shavit when he got that to Israel, and it wasn't. Meshah Shvatim La'ayil. And the other Shvatim, nobody went in. Vatani, we learned Yoyi Ben Menashe, who was a big tzaddik, Umachib ben Menashe, Nolu b'me Yaakov, the Menashe's kids, they were born in times of Yaakov, V'leimesu ad shenichlu Yisrael, they lived to go into Yisrael. So we see there were other remnants, people, pockets of the population that survived. Shenemar v'yakum mehem, how do we know he's alive? Said they hit him over there by Ai, Anche Ai. It says, Kishloishi v'shi'i, the people of Ai killed 36 people. The Tanya, we learn, what's Cheshmer's 36 people? The people know that because they went up to Ai when Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't go. Shloishi v'shi'i shemamish. Now what? They actually killed 36 people. Leave it up, Yehuda. One person who is the value of 36 is equal to the majority of Sanhedrin, such a big tzaddik. So we see that he also survived. From the beginning, the Gemara thought that every single member of the every single Yid who left Mitzrayim over 20 died, and we're saying now, no, all those between 20 and 60 did not die. Loy apochas meesim. How do you know under 20 they didn't get punished? Because if it says me ben esim shon of a mile from 20 and of loy al yesim ben shishim. How do you know not above 60? Where does it say that? How do you know not above 60? Gomar umala. Even though by the shkolim we see 20-60, but it doesn't matter. How do you know they wouldn't count for other things? Because we learn out the meshishim by erchin, where we see that the price, the value, suddenly changes. Umala umala erchin. Umala halah says hila umala says erchin umala. Umala halah yesem kain shishim. Kipachet ben chav, that once you're over 60, your price devalues sharply, especially by a man, much more than by a woman. Afkan yesem ben shishi kibachet ben asrim. Over here also that over 60 is like less than 20, which means they didn't get killed. So therefore, Yoyi ben Menashe must have been over 60 when he left Mitzrayim, and therefore, go back to Achia Shalaini, he must have been 5 years old when Yaakov passed away. So therefore, he was not in the Gzeda of Yetzim Mitzrayim. He was over 60.
Did he die in the place Chavos Yoyer for him?
Yeah, Menashe. Yeah, he died. Yeshua ran after the Yerichoyen. Now we have a general question. Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim, Ifle, Goydim, the Karkil, Gavri, how did they divide Eretz Yisrael? Did they have every Shevet got a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael? And therefore every Shevet got the same amount. Doesn't matter if you had a Shevet, 50,000 people or 20,000 people, you got the same amount of land. And therefore every person got more. Oh, deal with the Karkil, Gavri, it's a Kakafter here. Every individual got exactly, they divide the land in Eretz Yisrael exactly according to a proportion according to how many people there were. And every person got an exact amount of land. So a larger shevet ended up with more tracts of land, and a smaller shevet ended up with less. How did it work? Toshma Kumanhe, it says in the Pasig, Bein Rav Lema'at. If every single Yid got one portion, when you Bein Rav Lema'at, then every shevet was different. Because you had 10,000 people, you had 10,000 portions, you have 30,000, you had 30,000 portions. Bein Rav Lema'at means that all the shvatim were the same, whether the shevet had a great multitude of people or didn't. It says, later, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Eretz Yisrael will be divided amongst 13 shvatim. Divided amongst 12. And it was not divided only with money. We'll see later what that means. And right now, we think it means is that if you end up with a better property than me, you have better quality soil than I do, you have to compensate me for what I ended up with, or with money. You paid me. Let's say your land, it was all good, and your land is going to be worth twice as much as mine. Got to cover me.
I thought it meant you have a smaller piece of better quality land.
Right now, we're learning everybody got the same amount. Right now, we'll see later. We'll see tomorrow. Shenemet says, Bein Rav Lema'at, whether a lot or a small. So therefore, the Rav will not mean that you have to give me more money or not. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said one more line. So be Yehuda shaveh chomesh sa in Begalil. One saw of land in Yehuda is equal in value to five saw in Galil. Because the soil, the quality of the soil was better, as much, you know, the cropping much more bountiful and so on. But that's what the Torah says, Bein Alamah. The line is Chalka Ela Begoidel. And how was it divided? Through a lottery. And then it says, Ach Begoidel. And the line is Chalka Ela Begoidel. We'll stop here because the Chayes are stated right here. Goidel or Tum, which one was it? We'll talk tomorrow.